You know, and I'm really curious. We're going to see, I want to see how tentative Mirko comes out on this. If he comes out tentative, that lets us know what he's going to try to do is exhaust Ali Bari a little bit.
Second. Yeah, and I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I think what we're going to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tadaima Yori, Ryzen Musashi Tournament, Keshou Sen wo okonaimasu.192.1キロ、アミール、アミール、アンパイ。赤コーナー、188センチ、106キロ。
Jerome LeBanner paying close attention. He gave a standing ovation as Mirko Krokop walked by him. Here are the final rules for tonight's Ryzen tournament. 3 rounds of 5 minutes. If we have to go to an extra round, it'll be an additional 5 minutes. Kicks and knees to the head of a downed opponent are legal. We thought there'd be elbows allowed in this final. There are no elbows allowed.
No elbow hearing.
Nope, but they get an opportunity to put that awesome belt on their waist. That is one of the most cool belts I've ever seen. The design, everything about it was awesome.
Two dragons, man.
Two dragons, a little too big for my waist.
But we have a dragon from Croatia and a dragon from Iran right now. They will vie for that gold. Here we go. Unfortunately for Joe Warren, he disagrees that this will be the baddest man on the planet, but it will be. Here we go.
Oh, you can cut it with a knife in here, man. People are so excited about it.
I am stoked. Mirko Krokop, very heavy on that left leg, leaning back. We all know he's hearing what happens when that
situation takes place. And honestly, I think what Mirko's going to do is kind of like the old Mirko, just kind of stay back, try to get Amir a little bit tired, and then try to set up those big shots.
Yeah, and I think we did, look at Mirko's moving better. He's on his feet. He's moving. He is moving into the power again, though, even though that's his power kick there. You know,
and actually, Amir's doing a really good job of circling to the left.
Yep.
And that's a way of negating Mirko's kick. And the more static that he is out, coming up a big swing.
Amir is stalking Krokop, trying to get him close to the ropes. And when he finally got him close enough is when he threw that overhand right.
This is where I would tell Amir to throw the jab and level change. Mm-hmm. Don't attack into him. Just see what's going to happen with Krokop. Is he going to throw the knee? Is he clinch position where we wanted him against the ring right here? This is where he wants him.
Right, okay? Right.
He can control him. He can't get hurt with those kicks. But this is where he finished.
The knees, I mean, we saw a good left knee just now that landed. And as we know, as the longer the fight goes, the more it favors Mirko. There was a little bit of accidental contact.
See, I don't believe that. I think the longer the fight goes, the Greco-Roman world champ, I believe, might have that.
Well, I was just addressing more of the conditioning aspect.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm real biased when it comes to that.
Now, Amir's really, he's not circling his left as he should be. Mirko's really trying to set that left kick up.
You can hear Mike Swick in the corner of Alec Barr saying, pressure, pressure, and you see him switching gears. Throwing another right hand there, just missing. Krokop, bobbing and weaving.
Krokop, he did that left kick.
Yep. And Amir's in trouble.
Mirko Krokop, are you kidding me? He's the 2016 World Grand Prix champion.
Wow. If you're going to finish the night, finish it right, just like that.
And Mirko, he loaded up on that right hand, and Mirko just capitalized with that left hook.
What an unbelievable performance by the Croatian.
Fantastic.
Amir Aljabari was the favorite heading in here. Mirko Krokop proves once again he is not done in mixed martial arts. He is still a force to be reckoned with. And tonight has proved it time and time again. He is the Cygames Presents Ryzen Fighting World Grand Prix Openweight 2016 champion.
Yep. Wow.
Mirko with that fantastic left hand. Straight on the button. Boom.
Wow. Wow, I mean, that's what you were talking
it
about.
Is, I know, yep.
He well, threw that left hand right on, put
right
it right
on the button.
Right on the button. He dropped him. He pursued him and finished him. Just like what Kokrop
right.
does the best. You know, that left hand is what finished the fight, started the fight, started him on the way down, and finished him when he hit the mat.
Well, and Mira was really loading up on that right hand, trying to throw that right hand. You know, he's swinging for the fences. And Mirko just has too much experience in that. I mean, he's a seasoned kickboxer.
You're seeing a veteran get beat by a seasoned vet beat an amateur.
As you can see here, ladies and gentlemen, Mirko Krokop overcome with emotion. They said his career was finished, and his reply was two finishes in one night.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic.